Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Business seeks liquor license. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Espresso Lube, a Gillette oil change shop that also operates as a restaurant, is seeking a bar and liquor license. According to the Gillette News Record, the city council delayed a decision last week to gather more information. Council members want clarity on whether the business meets state requirements, which mandate at least 60% of revenue comes from food or entertainment rather than alcohol. Espresso Lube will now provide financial details, including how much revenue comes from oil services. The council plans to revisit the application at its first December meeting. University of Wyoming volleyball players join lawsuit over transgender athlete policy. Three University of Wyoming volleyball players have joined a federal lawsuit against the Mountain West Conference, its commissioner, and officials from San Jose State University, challenging the inclusion of a transgender athlete on a competing team. According to Cowboy State Daily, the lawsuit filed Wednesday in the U.S. District Court of Colorado claims the conference violated Title IX and suppressed free speech rights by penalizing teams that canceled matches over safety and fairness concerns. The case stems from San Jose State's inclusion of Blair Fleming, a transgender athlete ranked as the team's top scorer. Wyoming, along with three other universities, recently canceled games against San Jose State. Following the cancellations, the Mountain West Conference issued a rule counting these cancellations as forfeits, a move plaintiffs argue was rushed to deter protests. The complaint also alleges policy violations and discrimination, particularly for San Jose teammates who say they were unaware they'd be playing alongside and competing for scholarships against a transgender player. Plaintiffs, represented by Bill Bach and the Independent Council on Women's Sports, contend that conference leaders failed women by disregarding their concerns. The Mountain West Conference has not commented publicly on the lawsuit. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.